Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I know you've all been on pins and needles.
I've been.
I tried so hard during the break to get it out of him to tell me the power rankings. He wouldn't do it. I was beating him mercilessly for these power rankings.
Pauly, can you give me the sound effect that goes with the Padres MLB Network power rankings on this Monday morning, April the 12th?
Number two.
Oh,
number
two. Oh, man.
You know who's number one.
Yeah. Oh.
Number two is not bad.
Number two. Okay.
Second best record in baseball. Number two. Number two in the power rankings.
Okay.
All right, we'll get to the dip-ass tweets and your calls in our final minutes of the show. Right now, one last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
The Padres lose the game.
Dang it.
You lose your mind.
F you.
The Padres win the game.
Huzzah.
You still lose your mind. Go to hell, pro sports. It's time for your dip tweets of the night.
Breaking news on 97.3 The Fan is powered by BetQL. Become a better sports better. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You know, a lot of you get in trouble tweeting about breaking news and not waiting before it has a little context. Like if you were tweeting about Manny Machado getting thrown out and struggling, well, then he hits a, you know, second deck home run.
Happens to me all the time.
Yesterday. Sometimes patience can be a virtue on social media. Otherwise, you end up on this segment. Pauly?
Number one.
This one's actually not about the Padres, but it was about Major League Baseball, and it is a dip-ass tweet. I think, Woodsy, I think you saw this one over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It says, I'm disappointed the Phillies did not plunk Acuna after he admired his home run ball for so long before running. I know a lot of young fans like these antics. I don't. It's not how the game should be played, and if it is played that way, a pitcher should do something about it.
This actually came from a fellow Odyssey broadcaster. Not here in San Diego. He's obviously an Odyssey broadcaster from Philadelphia. And I quote tweeted and I just said, fart noise. Because that's how I felt when I saw that. Acuna is amazing. And if you don't like it, pitch better. That's it. Acuna is an absolute stallion. You don't like it, throw him a pitch that he can hit 500 feet.
We saw a good deal of swag from Trent Grisham on his home runs this weekend. Very stylish as he left home plate. Manny Machado admired his for a moment before trotting around the bases yesterday.
Just stop throwing at guys
because
right, they're...
And that's fair. I agree with you. Is there still a time and a place to
defend your team? Yeah.
Yeah. What did the other team do that requires you to then defend your team?
Threw it my guy.
But why did they throw it your guy?
No idea.
You don't have any idea.
No, I mean sometimes like I think the Yankees hit the D-Rays or the Rays four times in the series. I don't know how many of them were intentional, but I know the Rays after the three of them were like, "All right, that's enough." And then you almost have to at that point say, "Hey, we can do this too."
But not for spending too much time admiring a home run.
No. I mean, that again, and look, I just, that whole part of the game has just got to go away. You know, angry white guy at Latin ball player has just got to go away. It's just got to go away. They're better. They're going to continue to be better. And I think, you know, I can't think of a guy, honestly,
a white player that admires his home runs more than Bryce Harper.
What if
and he's great at it.
What
and
if
he
the
should
shoe
be.
Was on the other foot and you had a white player who was playing in the Dominican? And every time he hit a home run, he just put his head down and trotted around the bases.
They throw
at
him.
Hey, you got to throw at that guy. He is not showing enough swag when he hits a home run. We need to teach him a lesson.
Amazing, right? And you think about how stupid that sounds, right? It sounds stupid because it is stupid. And again, for a morning radio, I know what he's trying to do. He's pandering to his audience. I know that. I've done it. I've pandered before. He's pandering. But I really feel like people in Philly do feel that way. Bryce Harper pimps, stares his home runs better than or equal to anybody in the big leagues. Period. The end. Right? We've all seen Bryce Harper do it. It's fine when he does it. It's not okay when Acuna does it.
When you say pandering, you mean like low-hanging fruit. You don't mean the actual crime and helping others engage in prostitution.
I'm going to have no comment on that.
Okay, just check.
It's
a weird word.
Pandering. It is, actually. No, I have not helped any of our listeners engage in prostitution.
Thank you. Okay, good.
As far as you know.
The second one says,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
This one says, we shouldn't have signed Kim. Instead, we should have signed Puig.
Bro. I don't want Yasiel Puig on the team. I would rather have neither if that was the only option.
If that was my option, then
I'm still intrigued, though, by Ha-Sung Kim.
I like him a lot.
Had the home run over the weekend. His teammates seem to really like him.
Bro, you want to talk about a guy that's like made himself into, you hate to use the term mascot, but he's like a mascot. First of all, he's smaller than everybody else. They're always grabbing on him. Manny like carries him where, like a suitcase. He
gave
picks him
the
up.
Silent treatment
they
after
gave
the home
him
run.
The big league treatment, and he was tugging at Manny's sleeve like, hello, and Manny's just ignoring him. And then, so they went up and in. They went up and in to Kim yesterday, and he kind of hit the deck, and they flashed to Manny on the bench, and Manny's like, hey, and he's yelling at Kim. He's not yelling at the pitcher. He was yelling at Kim to like toughen up. It was so good. They break his ball so much. He has really ingratiated himself to this team.
You know, his defense has been a little suspect. Again, they've moved him second, short, third. He played yesterday, so he hasn't been able to settle in at any one position. Swing's starting to look a little bit better, though. The book is still wide open, yet to be written about Ha-Sung Kim.
Boy, but the book's been written in the clubhouse. The guys love him. Yeah. They absolutely love him, so that's a really dip S. Plus also, you just said it, Ben. Kim's played three infield positions. Yasiel Puig plays one position, you know, and the depth and the value that he brings is not only with the bat, but it's with his defense as well.
Number three.
Fam killing this team.
Oh, Fam killing this team. Well, yeah, I saw a lot of Tommy Pham hate.
The team's not dead, though. They're 7-3.
Yeah, they're winning in spite of not a lot of production.
He didn't kill anything. He's not having a great first 10 games.
He's
not killing the team. Now, if they were 3-7, I would entertain that tweet a little bit. But at 7-3, they're number two in the power rankings. MLB Network. He's not killing the team.
For whatever that's worth. I'm bullish on Tommy. I am. I know I'm one of the only ones left, but I know what kind of player he's capable of being. I know that he has gotten unlucky in the first 10 games. I know that. I've watched every pitch.
He got caught lollygagging on Saturday night out in left field on that ball off the wall. That's not a good look.
You know what, Ben?
Not a good look.
You weren't in here screaming for Eric Hosmer to get benched after he's jogged down to first, or Will Myers he's loafed after some balls that nobody was screaming.
I've never famously been critical of Will Myers before.
Not his loafing. Everybody has loafed. Everybody loafs from time to time. Okay, it was a bad look. I'll admit it. I'm not that much of a homer. It was a bad look, but he's going to be.
Stop saying loaf. You know I'm fasting because I have blood work to be done, and now all I want is bread.
All right. How about some syrup?
Oh.
Number four.
This one says, San Diego is about to have a parade for that no-hitter Musgrove through.
It's a good bit, Dodger fan. It's a real good bit.
And what if we do? So what?
Yeah, suck it. How about that?
How about we're happy?
Yeah. Why do they hate happiness so much?
Because it's not theirs.
It's not theirs.
Number five.
They're a very sullen 8-2 team. Let's just say that.
Oh, they look like they're
sullen
having
sullen
no
fan
fun.
Base, sullen 8-2 team.
Ben, your lead into the segment was, you know, tweeting something in the middle of the game, and well, it all turns out to be okay by the final score. This one is an example of that. It says, when this season implodes, at least we will have the no-no.
Have you ever seen a fan base more despondent after a 7-3 start?
I can almost picture that tweet came after Paddock gave up three runs in the second inning 100%. Of Saturday. I can like pinpoint the moment that tweet likely came in.
Man, I gotta stop going on social media during the games. I have to. Please know out there, I think I do it so that you know that I'm watching. Just know that I'm watching.
Wait, was that you?
No. God, okay. No. God, no.
Okay.
It's driving me.
I'll get you at some point.
It's driving me crazy. You'll get me?
Oh, I'll get you.
Oh, you're not getting me. My tweets are gold.
As much as you live tweet the game.
I got to stop.
3-0 in the first inning. You're going to say something, and we'll win 5-4.
I got to stop. I just have to. I'm sorry. This hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by Albertsons and Vons. Shop Albertsons and Vons for the best in produce, like California cuties. These little gems are super sweet, the perfect on-the-go treat. Right now, get 3-pound bags for just $2.97 each through April 13th with club card where applicable. I cannot have them, though, until after my blood is drawn.
No cuties?
In about an hour and a half. And then
California cuties?
I can have any cuties I want. California cuties? 833-288-0973.
What a Friday for you.
Whew. It was a Friday.
Mama.
That was actually earlier in the week, I think.
No, that was Friday.
That was Friday.
Cuties. Yeah, it was Friday. Cuties was Friday. Wasn't it, Paulie?
Lord.
90% sure.
It was like Wednesday.
Was it Wednesday?
I think that was earlier in the week. Friday
California
was tough.
Cuties.
We did play it back in the flubs, of course.
What a week.
We did. All right, let's go out to the phones. Let's see. Is this Joe? You're on with Ben and Woods.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I was thinking, listening to you guys talk about people's experiences for the no-hitter game, and wanted to bring up that with them changing the rules on watching the games, I've been having to watch on my phone. So on Friday night, I'm sitting there while the kids are watching cartoons on the big screen, and I'm sitting with my phone and my earbuds and being stone quiet, and my wife's like looking at me weird. I was like, oh yeah, don't worry about it. I said, I'll tell you, you're missing something, but I'll have to let you know when it's all done.
Yes.
So when it was going through, I'm sitting on my chair. You know, kids are watching their cartoons. I'm in my chair with my phone in my hand, and I'm like beating on the armrest, and you know, and at the very last out, I'm like screaming and yelling. Everybody's like, "What?" I got four kids. They're all like, "What's going on over here?"
Four.
And my wife's all, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh my gosh, no hitter! It's the first one!" And I'm freaking out and stuff. And she's like, "What's going on?" But then come to find out, she had no clue. So I had to explain the whole situation to her, and then she kind of understood. She still doesn't get the whole superstition stuff. I love her to death. But I still, for 11 years, I've had to try to explain stuff to her about baseball.
Now, let me ask you, though, had she been a kind of a Padres fan or kind of a casual fan and understood how big this was, would you have told her, or would you have kept your superstitions and just kept watching and not letting anybody know for fear of jinxing it?
If she was a bigger fan, we probably would have been watching the game on the TV.
That's a good point.
Pound sand, go play with your toys or something. But because, you know, they kind of rule the household, I had to do what I had to do. But I was crying. Like, she came over and was, like, watching, like, the after the game and the replays and rubbing my back. But started bringing back memories of my father who died, like, 3 years ago. He went to the 84 World Series with his dad. My dad bought tickets to the 98 World Series for me and my brother to go with him. So it's like, baseball has been like life. So, but my dad missing it was kind of really hard. But it was so much joy. Cried. It was great. I enjoyed every moment of it. And I did get two actual newspapers the next day. Something like a neighborhood Facebook page. Somebody walking up yesterday handed me a newspaper from my neighborhood.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, Paulie picked one. I couldn't find one. They were there. The UT is like, oh, can we do this more? We sell a ton of papers. That day.
Actual physical copies, not just the online edition.
Paulie and I were laughing because we give the UT a hard time from time to time. We said, basically, we were surprised it didn't say, no hitter at last. What does this mean for the Chargers and their draft? Who will the Chargers take?
Joe Musgrove's no hitter, something Dean Spanos never did in San Diego.
Poor guys just get hammered by everybody in town. Man, all right,
got a couple more calls here. 833-288-0973. You know, I don't know who this is, but you're on with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
It's dicey.
It is very dicey, isn't it?
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, so, I need counseling, guys.
Shoot.
I'm so excited about the no-hitter, but I missed it. I'm like that other guy.
UpToSanDiego.org will have resources for you.
Yeah, right? up to number two. Oh, okay. Yeah, if you need somebody to talk to. No, you got to go find it. You have to find it. I've watched it. I've watched it like three times.
You know, I literally fell to my knees scream no when I found out after I turned off the TV for the kids.
Oh, what's worse? Like, that may be the worst. Like,
I would have been
so
heartbroken after so many years. If for some whatever reason, Paulie here was supposed to go to a comedy show. What if you had gone into the comedy show, turned off your phone like a polite customer, patron, audience member, and never known until you got out and go, I missed that whole Joe Musgrove no-hitter.
Luckily, I didn't have to worry about it. I married a Padres fan. She's born and raised in San Diego. She knows it. It never happened before. Like I said, we pulled into our parking spot in front of the club at like 7:30, 7 o'clock, and we got the notification, hey, no through 6. And
but you could have gone in before getting that notification, and maybe you like silenced your phone and you never saw it. You just would have missed it. I would have been so upset if I had missed that no-hitter. I couldn't move. I could not move.
Yeah, I told you.
Until it was over.
Had a buddy sitting down at Union waiting for me. And I was like, I can't leave until it's over. I just can't do it. I stayed and watched it to its completion. And, man, it made that first old-fashioned taste that much sweeter, Benny. Whew.
What a night. It was.
What a night.
It really was remarkable.
What a night!
For Joe Musgrove, the kid from El Cajon, to be the one to get it done. You said it before. It is almost not to be believed that it was too good. That storyline just couldn't happen. Like, it's not going to be that way when they finally get that no-hitter. If it ever happens, it's going to be some rando Edwin Jackson, Jordan Lyles type, and probably be like two relievers. And, yeah, it'll be done, and we'll be glad, and we'll be happy that it happened. But not in such storybook fashion. Amazing like that. What a great evening.
I just made it all that much sweeter, and just it was perfect. It was just a perfect night, almost perfect, because it would have been perfect if he didn't hit Joey Gallo in the knee.
Just a couple of inches.
Away from perfection.
Yeah, I thought he was very upfront though, and said, "Hey, I may not have gotten the no-hitter if I hadn't hit Joey Gallo. Maybe he gets a hit in that at bat. Maybe that's what saved the entire night and set it up." To have that head on your shoulders and be able to put things in perspective so quickly and not like be regretting like, oh, it's just one away from real history, a perfect game. Because there's been what, a couple hundred no-hitters in baseball history. There's only been, what are we at, 16 perfect games, 17, somewhere around there in Major League Baseball history, and he was that close to getting it. There was no regret. He wasn't like, I wish I could have that one pitch back. If it's going, no, it was probably the pitch that saved my whole night.
Mark said, watch every damn game, always have. Friday, attended a good friend's wedding and missed it, but missed it with two of my closest Padres fan friends. Yeah, I mean, first of all, having your wedding during baseball season, that's a huge no-no. I did it. Mine was 10 minutes, though. No big to-do. At all. So, you know, use your head next time.
We got Dexter in Spring Valley. Dexter, for the end of the show here on 97.3 The Fan.
I tried to get in on Saturday, guys, but, you know.
The lines were cooked.
I couldn't get in.
I'm jamming.
So, a couple of things. Number one, I was fortunate enough to catch the last couple of innings. But what I did was I watched the game and heard the TV commentary and then set up my iPad to listen to the 97.3 commentary as well. So I heard both of them at the same time. It was amazing. Because just the reaction that both of, you know, the different teams had. And then the other thing was, you know, I'm convinced that if we would have had Tatis out there at short, there would have been the no hitter would not have happened. because if we had Tatis from last year, then yeah. But this year's Tatis, with the errors that he's made, and now that we know that he's had that shoulder, he's been nursing that shoulder injury, you know, that kid, Kim, I mean, he got eaten up alive on some of those plays
he made.
And he still made them.
That backhand.
I mean, and he's considered a rookie. So, you know, I mean, if we would have had Tatis there in his current physical condition, there's no way that no-hitter would have happened. I love Tatis. And if we would have had Tatis 2020, yeah. Tatis 2021, no. The best thing that happened for Musgrove was to have Kim there because he was focused and he didn't have any injuries or anything.
Well, hopefully Tatis 2020 comes back soon and not Tatis 2021. Before we go, Woods, it's time for one more Grand Slam giveaway. Code word this hour's code word is fame. Text FAME to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't drive and text. Tune in to 55 past the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. for code words in the Grand Slam giveaway powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today. Well, that was a good show. Good start to the week. Tomorrow, Jesse Agler, the Incorporator. For Paul Reindel, our executive producer, for Woods, we'll talk to you at 5 a.m. right here on 97.3 The Fan. Have a great one.